You're listening to the Audacious Church podcast, recorded live at our Manchester campus. For more information, visit audaciouschurch.com.
For us. So just welcoming everybody's watching online, Manchester, our south location, Chester campus, Sheffield campus, Cardiff campus, Geneva, and again, online. If you're watching online, it's great to see you and celebrate with you. My name's Darren, one of the pastors here, and I'm just going to get straight into what I want to talk about being in the high place. This is just a prop. It's not actually the high place, but this is the high place. You can get on here. And this is where God wants you, in the high place. And now I'm going to talk to you about what the high place is and how we can get to the high place. But first, I need to talk to you about Christmas. Anybody happy with their Christmas presents? It's a show of hands. Show of hands if you're happy with your Christmas. Anybody wearing their Christmas present? Anybody wearing, Pastor Paul's wearing his Christmas present? What are we wearing, Pastor Paul? What are you wearing? Not we, because we don't share clothes. Nice jumper. Oh, and trainers. Nice, nice. Anybody not happy with their Christmas presents? I read a survey that 1 in 5 people are not happy with their Christmas presents. They end up on Vinted, eBay, Gumtree, anything else that they... One of those 5 people is my beautiful wife. I will tell you more, Pastor Glenn. I will tell you more. We've been married 25 years in 2025. Easy for me to remember if you ask me how long have you been married. Got married in 2000. You just add the year on. So next year, 26 years. Easy for me to remember. Never get it wrong because I just add them together. I got a C, a GCSE in maths. Did really well. Can put that on there. You'll hear about my English a bit later. Thank you for that round of applause, which was pathetic, by the way. I got a C in maths. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you. One of the highlights of my year, 2025, was my son, Jotham, getting his GCSE results. Like blew out of the park, shocked me. I'm still shocked, actually. Still shocked. Anyway, you can ask me about that later. But let's go back to the story. The story is, in the first couple of years of our marriage, I was super confident in the thought of, I know what my wife wants for Christmas. Super confident. So I went to the shop and I bought a lot of clothes. I can even see the grey jacket right now. I can see it. I can see the jacket that I got her that I thought was absolutely amazing. Like, I was so confident. And I laid all these presents out, all out under the tree. And one by one that year, she opened them. And one by one, she set them aside. And then right at the very end, she whispered, no, she didn't. She said these immortal words, have you got the receipts? I knew exactly what that meant. That meant my confidence just blown out. I was confident in the wrong thing. I was confident that I knew what she wanted, and I didn't. Maybe a few years later I could get there, but it went well this year. A coat, a hat, and a hairdryer. Really good. I can tell you a story about the hair. Thank you. She bought them and handed them to me. I wrapped them in the paper that she had bought also. I didn't put any bows on this year, so I got in trouble for that. But, you know, I tried my best. And we've all been there, haven't we? We've all been there where we place our confidence in maybe the wrong thing, like your ability to do DIY. Maybe your confidence is placed in the wrong thing. Or that dress that was bought, lady, that it's just confident, you're just not quite. Or that holiday company, or that friendship, or that relationship. I've got to watch this video. It's just a short video of somebody placing their confidence in the wrong thing. Just watch this.
Up here on this chair, and close your eyes. All right, and then everybody fill in. And we're going to ask you to fall, and then they will catch you. So you have to trust us. I'm going to count to 3. Just relax and fall. Okay?
Confident is.
1, 2, 3. No, wait, no!
my days. Like, he was super confident. He was like, I trust you. I put my faith in you. I'm relying on you. And then he felt the... I could watch that. We've all been there where we've put our confidence in the wrong thing. And what I want to say to us, it's important where you place your confidence. It's really important where we place our confidence. And today's message, the last message of 2025, is all about making sure you and I, that we as a church and us as individuals, put our confidence in the right place. The right place is important. Proverbs 29, verse 25. When we place our confidence, our faith, our trust, when we put that in God, when we place our confidence in God, he takes us, he seats us in the high place. And this is where he wants us. What is the high place? The high place is a place of safety. It's a place of safety. Psalms 27, verse 5 says, for in the day of trouble, he will keep you safe. In his dwelling, he will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. The safe place, a place of protection, a place where he watches over you, walks with you through things, keeps you from the amount of things that maybe God has kept you from, that you have no idea about it, the things that you have been saved and safe from, his protection. The high place is a place of perspective. On our TV, when you're not watching it, it goes onto this like Google save page and it shows all these different places, and it's fascinating because you can see. But one of them last night was from space. And it was like you could see different parts of the clouds were there, and it was looking down. And I was like, what's that flashing? What's that flashing there? So I'm getting a bit close to look because my eyes are going 50 next year. And I'm looking, and it's storms. But you're above it. You're above it. And sometimes when you're going on holiday and you're playing, the pilot might say, oh, look out to your right or to your left, and there's a storm, and you're above it. Because being in a high place, it's a place of perspective, a clearer view where you're lifted above, where you're taken, you're lifted above fear and intimidation. You're lifted above the panic and chaos. You're lifted above the emotional reactions. It's God's view. It's God's view. The storm's still going. The things are still happening. But God lifts you up. He takes you to that high place. And so that you see above it and over it. It's God's view. It's a place of safety, a place of perspective. It's also a place of peace. Who wants a bit of peace? Peace, peace, peace. Isaiah 26, verse 3 says, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. It's calm in the storm. It's quiet in the noise. It's freedom from fear and intimidation. It's freedom from those things. It's a place of peace. It's a place of power and authority. Psalm 91, verse 1, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. He is Almighty God. He's not just mighty God. He's not just powerful God. He is Almighty. He is all-powerful. He's not sharing it with anybody or dividing it amongst. He is like Almighty God, all-powerful God, and all authority is with him. And when we know that and step into it, there's no holding us back. No holding us back, that you carry all authority because it's his. And when we're in that place of safety, that place of perspective, that place of peace, and that place of power and authority, there is no holding you back. And that's where I want to be in 2026. I want to be in the high place, a place of safety, a place of perspective, a place of peace, and a place of power. Because that place is, this high place, is a place where God is. And when we're in the high place, we are with God. When you're in the high place, you're with God. And when you're with someone, you get to know them. 25 years of being married, I still haven't got the confidence. And I am actually in awe of those husbands and boyfriends who like buy their wife or girlfriend presents. Like when I hear of that, and they're like, yeah, I've got them this, and they loved it. I'm in awe of you. I'm like, that's confidence, that. Right, that is absolutely amazing. But when you are with someone, you get to know them. You understand them. You get to see what they like. I know what Catherine likes. I know what she dislikes. I know what makes her laugh. I know what makes her cry, which is often me. And I know what she loves and what she hates, which is sometimes me. And I love, and I know what her dreams are. Isaiah 57 verse 15 says that the high and lofty one who lives in eternity, the Holy One says this, I live in a high and holy place with those whose spirits are contrite. I'm out of breath. Whose spirits are contrite and humble. I restore the crushed spirit of the humble and revive the courage of those with repentant hearts. We want to be where God is and he's in the high place. I want to walk with him and talk with him. When I read in Genesis, in the first book of the Bible, and it says that Adam walked with God in the cool of the day. Imagine that. I want to walk with God. I want to talk with God. I want to hear his voice and know his voice. I want to, and as we know God, we get to see what his proven nature is. His proven nature, what his character is, that he is forgiving, that he is generous, that he is faithful, that he is compassionate, that he is gracious, that he is reliable, that he is good, that he is righteous, just, wise, that he is present. He's not on his phone or concentrating somewhere else. He's present. He's looking you in the eye. That he is comforter, protector, redeemer. That he is love. The Bible tells us what love is in 1 Corinthians verse 13, 4 and 8. It talks about patience and kindness and goodness and great. It talks about what love is. But there's a bit in that scripture that says that love holds no record of wrong. And I really felt this morning when I was praying that God wanted people in these services to know, and people watching online and through our campuses, that God holds no record of wrong. He doesn't keep a list of the wrong that you've done. He's not holding it over you. He's not saying, well, in 2022, you know, you did this and I just need to kind of like hold that over you. He's not holding that over you because love holds no record of wrong. In 2026, I want to be where God is. I want to be in a place of safety, a place of perspective, a place of peace, and a place of power. The high place. That's where I want to be. That's where God wants us to be. And do you know what? The high place is where you belong. This is where we belong. We don't belong down there. We belong in the high place where God is. We belong in this place of safety. We belong in this place of perspective. We belong in this place of peace, and we belong in this place of power. That's where we belong. That's why God sent his son Jesus, so that we could be restored to a relationship with the Father, so that he could take us to the high place. That's where we belong. Ephesians 2 verse 10 says that you are his masterpiece, that you are the work of his hand to do good works that he planned for long ago. Psalm 139 verse 14 says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful and I know them full well. Isaiah 64 verse 8 says, yet the Lord, our Father, we are the clay, you are the potter, we are the work of your hand. I love this scripture. I love this scripture. Many years ago, one of my first jobs was making handmade tiles. Yeah, I did. I made them. Handmade tiles. And you used to get a block of clay. And you had to work the clay. You had to kind of like slap it about a bit and stretch it. And then you had to cut it. You cut it into blocks. And then we had these sticks. And you had this thing called a harp. Not a harp, but a harp. Anyway. So, and you cut it. And then you placed it in a mold. And you worked it. You worked it with your hand. Your fingerprints were all over it. And when they went into a box, before they went into the box, they went into the kiln. Then they went into the box. Then they went to the customer, and the customer would put them on the walls. And your fingerprints would be all over that clay. And I love that. I love this thought, that we are the work, that you are the work of God's hands. That we are the clay, and he is the potter. And his hands, his fingerprints, the hands of Almighty God are all over you. His fingerprints are on you. That marks you. That marks you as his. I love that thought, that we are the work of his hands and that he takes us to the high place. But the enemy, the devil. He doesn't want you in the high place. It's not where he wants you. God wants you there. You belong there, but God does. The enemy doesn't want you there. The snare is fear and intimidation. We read that right. The snare is fear and intimidation. He wants to fill you with fear. He wants to intimidate you. It's all he's got. He's not got anything else. He's got fear and intimidation. He wants you fearful and intimidated. He wants you isolated and alone. That's why being in this environment is where we grow, where we build our relationships, small groups, where we go, being on team, where we grow. Because being isolated means that being isolated means that he can isolate us. I'll just go with that. I'll do that one. And take us out. Vulnerable, thank you. Where we're vulnerable and held back. But God wants to lift us up. And he wants to set us in the high place. Now I know you're asking, how do we get there? Do I get there? Can I get there? The answer is, no, you can't get there alone. You can't make it there alone. That it's God who brings us there. How do we get there? We get there through placing our confidence. Where we take our confidence and we say, you know what, I'm going to trust God. That we place our confidence in God. That the home for it, if it's like your finances, the home for your family isn't in your credit card. The home for your marriage, the home for you as a parent, the home for you as an individual isn't in what you can do. It's placing it in God. That we place our confidence, that we actually take it in and we say, God, I trust you. That we put our confidence in God, that we trust. Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. That you rely on God, no matter what, in every situation, whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's ugly, I'm going to trust God. That 2026, I'm going to trust God in 2026. I'm going to trust him with my marriage. I'm going to trust him as a parent. I'm going to trust him in the exams. I'm going to trust him with my finances. I'm going to put him first and I'm going to trust him. And we can trust God because we can see his proven nature. We know his proven nature. Secondly, we surrender. What confidence? We surrender. That actually, I can't do this on my own, so I'm going to surrender. I'm going to say, God, I need you. God, I need you. I need you. I need God in my marriage. I need God as a parent. I need him to help me with divine wisdom. And I surrender to that. Psalms 24, verse 3 to 4 says, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. There's an act of surrender and there's an act of repentance. That I'm sorry for the things that I've done or the decisions that I've made. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to act justly, I'm going to repent quickly, and I'm going to walk with integrity. I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to take the Bible, I'm going to read it, I'm going to know how to live, I'm going to ask God to give me divine wisdom, and I'm going to walk in that, in surrender and repentance, trusting him. And then also, how do we get there? We trust God. We surrender and repent, and we praise and we give thanks. That praise and thankfulness is us placing our confidence in God. Psalm 100, verse 4 to 5 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. That I will praise and that I will give thanks, that I will lift him up and that I will put him first, that I will thank him for who he is, for what he's done and what he's gonna do. I look back at 2025 and I thank God for what he's done. I thank God for what he's done in my family. I thank God for what he's done in the church. I thank God for what he's done in your life. Many people in here know the stories of what God has done in your life, what he's walked you through, what he's kept you from, what he's whispered to you, how he's comforted you, the miracles that we have seen, the healings that we've seen. I'm grateful that I'm his masterpiece. I'm grateful that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm grateful that I'm the work of his hand and that his fingerprints are all on me. I'm grateful for the 1,938 new people that we've seen in this church. I'm grateful for the 2,357 salvations that people have said yes to Jesus. I'm grateful. You know, and as we look back at 2025 and we thank God for everything, because it's over there, 2025, and we thank God for everything that he's done, and we look forward into 2026. We're going to start our year on the 5th of January with 3 days of prayer and fasting, the 5th, 6th, and 7th. And we're gonna come together as a church, and we're gonna pray and fast. And on that Monday, we're gonna be grateful. We're gonna meet online at 7 a.m. and we're gonna be grateful for what God has done. And then each month, from January, February, March into April, the first Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are gonna be 3 days of prayer and fasting. It's gonna be incredible as we start each month with a gratitude to who God is, what he's done, and what he's gonna do. Everything that you need to know about that is on audaciouschurch.com/prayaudacious. And you can get all the information from there, because we want to start well. And as we do these things, as we trust, as we surrender, as we repent, as we praise, and as we're grateful, God takes us to the high place. We can't get there on our own. We can only get there by placing our confidence in God and saying, I trust you. I surrender to you. I repent, and I'm grateful, and I'm praising. And then we're in the high place, and nothing can hold you back. The enemy would want you to be fearful and intimidated. He'd want you to compare. He'd want you to look at what everybody else was doing, and that drags you down, and it takes you down, and you start to go down there. But then, and he starts to remind you or say to you who you're not. He'll whisper things to you like you're not good enough, like you're not worthy, you're not able, you're not capable. And sometimes I listen to that, and I curl up in a ball over here, not like on the stage, but just in this metaphorical moment. And I curl up, and I'm like, oh, no, I'm not good enough. And then I'm reminded of whose I am and what he says, of being his son, of being his child, a child, a son of the King, the Almighty God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And I'm lifted up, and then I start to trust God. I start to be great. Gratitude. You know, the enemy can be throwing stuff at you. He can be saying all these things, and you can just say one word, I am grateful for. And it changes your whole perspective. I'm grateful for what God did. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my job. I'm grateful for my heart. I'm grateful that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm grateful that you bring peace. I'm grateful that you are hope. I'm grateful that you're joy. I'm grateful that you love. And it lifts us up. We trust God. We surrender to him. We praise him without, and we're lifted to that high place, and we see things differently. And 2026 is a place. We need to be in the high place. That's where we belong. It's a place of safety. It's a place of perspective. It's a place of peace. And it's a place of power. And it's where we belong. We don't belong anywhere else other than in the high place, because we're sons and daughters. I love the fact that God's not left us to it. I love the fact that we can know what the high place is. And I love the fact that we can know how to get there. I love the fact that we can not necessarily struggle to find it out, but we can take hold of his word. We can be in an environment like this, and we can be with friends, and we can be with family. And we can hear about the high place, the place where we belong. And we can know that through trusting, through surrendering, through praising and thanking, that you and I can be in the high place. That in 2026, we can be in a place of safety. We can be in a place of perspective. We can be in a place of peace. And we can be in a place of power. It's a place where I want to be. And like I said right at the very beginning, this message, the last one of 2025, is about ensuring that you and I are in the right place. I don't want to be in the wrong place. The wrong place is maybe a scary place. It's an unnerving place. It's a why am I here place. But when you trust God, when you surrender, when you praise, when you're thankful, and he takes you to the high place, you just know, I'm in the right place. And you might be thinking right now, I don't know if I'm in the right place. Maybe you just thought, I don't know if I'm not trusting God with that. I've not surrendered. I struggle to praise and give thanks because I'm just looking back at 2025 and thinking it wasn't that great. But here's what I'm confident of is that God was with you. He was walking with you. He was holding you. And so in this moment, we're going to go into that song, Holy Hands. And what I would love us to do is just individually and as a church, those watching online, those in other campuses, we'd be saying, I'm going to place my confidence in God, in my Father, in his proven nature, that I will walk with him through 2026.
Thank you for listening to the Audacious Church podcast. For more information, visit audaciouschurch.com.